Good morning, everybody. This is Becky Seep, the Christian Direct Seller, and I'm so excited to be on the phone with you this morning from Las Vegas. I would love to say it's a beautiful morning here, but the sun is just starting to peek out, so I can't really tell. It's still pretty dark out here, but I'm just praising God that there's so many people on the call this morning. We've got tons of new people as well as some old friends, if we want to call them old friends, or friends that have been with us for quite some time now. We've been praising the Lord and offering up prayer requests already before we started the recording, but I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate that you're taking the time to dedicate your business to the Lord, being a minister in the marketplace, and also just growing and developing your own business so that you can further the kingdom of God through your business. One of the things that Mary from Canada was sharing before we got on was from Galatians 2:20, and the Lord has really been speaking to her about Christ living in her and living out through her, and just about the power we have, and that is so true, and I love it because this week we're going to be talking about, you know, who Christ is, or how Christ sees us, as well as some 911 verses. That's one thing as I've been here in Las Vegas, I hear siren after siren after siren, siren. So I'm figuring people are calling 911 for help and support over and over and over again. And that's kind of what prompted me this morning to want to be sharing with you some of the verses that the Lord has given me. And what I've done with these verses, I've printed them out and put them right on my board above my computer. And then I also keep it on my desktop. So if ever I have a doubt or I'm thinking something or having some negative self-talk in my mind, or I just really need to have that 911 connection with the Lord, I pull up these verses. So I just wanted to share them with you this morning, and hopefully they'll bless your heart and give you some encouragement as well. If you are thinking everything is impossible, or it's impossible, I can't get this accomplished, or I don't know how I could get this accomplished, you know, the Word of God tells us in Luke 18:27. That all things are possible. If we think to ourselves, you know what, it's just not worth it. I know you may not have ever been in that situation, but I personally have thought these thoughts myself, that, you know what, it's just not worth it, Lord. I feel like giving up. It tells us in Romans 8:28 that it will be worth it. Sometimes I felt like I just couldn't manage. There was just too much. I was in overwhelm. And I just couldn't do it all by myself. And it tells us in Philippians 4:19 that I will supply all your needs. And whether you're reading a New James translation or you're reading some other translation, all means all things. So in Philippians 4:19, it does tell us that God will supply all our needs. There have been times that I've been afraid. I've been full of fear. And it tells us in 2 Timothy 1:7, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Sometimes I get a little worried and I take the burden on myself, or I start worrying or thinking about something. And sometimes I also get frustrated. And it tells us in 1 Peter 5:7 to cast all your cares upon me. It's a great thing to remember. Sometimes I go through situations, and I can tell you that this happens to me more than anything else, so I'll forgive the whole world, but I may not forgive myself. And it tells us in 1 John 1:9 and Romans 8:1 that the Lord forgives us. So why would I exalt myself above the Lord and not forgive myself? There are times that I just can't figure things out. You know, this is a great verse to use with your kids, too, if you've got children and they just can't figure things out and where they're supposed to go, what they're supposed to do. It tells us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that our ways are not God's ways, but He will direct our steps. He already has the path figured out. He gave us a hope and a future, according to Jeremiah 29:11. Sometimes I wonder if I have enough faith. And I really think, you know what, I don't have enough faith. But God's word says, I've given everyone, again, this means everyone in every language, a measure of faith. And we know if we have just a faith the size of a mustard seed, which is teeny tiny, that we have more than enough faith. Because God's given everyone a measure of faith according to Romans 12:3. I can overcome any fear and any obstacle. You know, God made us wonderfully complex. His workmanship is so marvelous. In Psalm 139:14-15, it says, "Thank you, Lord, for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it." And, you know, a lot of times men will say, women are so complex, right? Well, there's the scripture for it. We are. So they're correct, but it's also a wonderful, wonderful thing to know that God made each one of us unique and complex, and how wonderful we are that we don't have to be exactly like someone else. We don't have to compare ourselves to someone else in the business or someone else in life. I love that verse from Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." And he's declaring this to us and to the entire world from time to time to time. That he's declaring that he has plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. You know, the word also tells us that God's going to go out with joy with us, and he's going to lead us with peace. So it tells us to seek peace and pursue it, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. You can find the confirmation to that statement in Scripture in Isaiah 55:12. 1 Peter 3:11, and Colossians 3:15. Wouldn't it be so cool to know that God esteems us? I love that word esteem. It just sounds so exciting and so powerful, right? It tells us in Proverbs 3:4, "I shall give you favor, good understanding, and high esteem in the sight of God and man." So God is going to help us to be in good standing and in high esteem, not only in his sight, but with other people. So if we're questioning, you know, can I really get a booking? Can I have the strength or the courage to talk about my business opportunity? Do I have what it takes to lead a team? Do I have what it takes to lead a large team? Do I have what it takes to fulfill my God-given destiny? Well, it tells me that God is going to give us favor in his sight, and also in man's. It also tells us in the Word, because I'm God's child, I'm an heir of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. How exciting. We have so many promises in the Word that the Lord gave us through Jesus, and that's Romans 8:17. It also tells us in Romans 8:1, because I'm in Christ right now, there is no spirit of condemnation about me. I think sometimes we beat ourselves up and we look at all the things that didn't go right and we think, you know what, we're just not worth it, things aren't right. But it tells us in the Word that because we're in Christ, if we're his God, Jesus, the Lord and our Savior, there's no condemnation in us. So we know that must be from the enemy, so we need to rebuke that and not walk that road, not allow those thoughts into our mind. We need to renew our mind. It tells us in Revelation 12:11 that I'm an overcomer in every area of my life, and we love not our lives until death. It also says in the Word that the Lord delights in the prosperity of his servants. God delights in my success. Don't you want to please God? Well, think about it. He delights in our success. He wants us to be successful. The more successful we are, the more delight we're bringing to the Lord. It's almost like a worship, a form of worship and praise for him when we give him the credit. It tells us in Luke 6:38 that we have an abundant supply. I walk in God's favor today in all my business dealings and with all people because God's favor rests upon me. That's Psalm 5:12. There's a great theme here around success and what God thinks of us. Jesus has redeemed me from the curse of lack in every area, poverty in every area, and want. I don't have to want because I am blessed because of him, according to Galatians 3:13. It tells us in Deuteronomy 1:11, "May the Lord make you 1,000 times as many as you are and bless you as he's promised you." If you're wanting to grow a big team, maybe of 1,000, this can be a verse that can hold, you can confess. May the Lord make you 1,000 times as many as you are and bless you as he has promised you. He's called you according to his purpose, right? And for those of us that have gone through some bitter troubles, it tells us in Psalm 71:20, even though I've seen bitter troubles, you restore my life again. There's always hope. There's no guilt or condemnation that he promises to restore our life. And I think one of my favorite verses to hold on to the promise is Ephesians 3:20. Why? The power of his work in us is able to do super abundantly, far over and above all that we ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayer, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. And I know I see a lot of your faces up on the dashboard as far as your name goes, and I'm thinking about several of you specifically when I think about this. I know that you're high achievers, and God tells us that he can do super abundantly, far over and above all that we ask and think. I know some of you are deep prayer warriors, and you've got just high desires and prayers that you've taken before the Lord. You've got incredible thoughts and hopes, but I know specifically there are several of you on the call today that have huge dreams. And God promises that he's able to do, through his power of his work in us, super abundantly, far over what we ever see, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. God wants you to be encouraged today. He wants you to be an encourager. He wants you to think it is possible, that it will be worth it. He will supply all you need. He hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power. He wants you to walk out of the power that is within you because he's within you. He's given you love and a sound mind. He wants you to cast all of your cares on him and walk in the success that he's already planned for you. But if you're holding a forgiveness against yourself or anyone else, that he's forgiven you, that he's going to direct your steps, and you have a measure of faith. And when faith rises, fear disappears, and we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. I'm going to go ahead and turn off the recording this morning, but I hope that this has been a blessing for you. I'm going to encourage you to pick out scripture and write it out and speak it out loud. Think about it. The whole world was created by the spoken word, and we can create beautiful things. And we listen to our voice more than any voice. And sometimes when we have negative voices inside of our heads or our hearts, and that inner person or that the enemy is speaking some negative thoughts to us, the greatest way to combat that is to hold to what we know is true, and that's the Word of God. I hope that your week is blessed abundantly more than you could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine. Connect with us on Facebook on the business page, The Christian Direct Seller, because we want to, you know, hear your praise reports about how God's answering your prayers. We also want to be able to lift you up in prayer, and we want to support you as being a Christian Direct Seller, ministering in the marketplace, sharing the Word of God with others, and offering salvation and prayer to those around you that God puts in your path. Ask the Lord to give you his eyes so that you can see around you the needs and what he would have for you. Ask the Lord to unstop your ears so you can hear the needs and how he can fill it, and also use you and your business opportunity to fill the needs of others. You are here on purpose to minister in the marketplace. It's not by accident, and it's not by accident that you found this call. This is part of your divine call. This is part of your ministry and your calling. Have a fantastic week. God bless you, everybody. I love you, and so does God. Bye.